Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. I am optimistic. I am positive. I am excited about chiropractic. I'm excited about reaching people more and more with my practice. I'm excited about building an exceptional life of being productive each and every day. I can actually get 3 days out of one day when I need to. Get up early, get a full day's work in before work, get a full day's work in at work, get another full day's work in after work, get 3 days in one if I really need to put the pressure on, which I do quite a bit. I am prosperous, I am generous, and I'm filled with love. I'm filled with fitness, a fitness, health, longevity, centered life. And of course, I am fun. I am fun to be around. People like to be around me because I am fun and light and interesting versus heavy and stressed and puking all over everybody. How many people out there have mismanaged lives and then they puke their stories all over everybody else and expect them to care? They don't care. They have enough in their own life to care about. Remember, you put your own mask on before you help anybody else. So your focus is on you. You're being exceptional. You're being optimistic. You're being positive. You're being excited. You're reaching people. You're building an exceptional life. And then you bring people into your world, into your vision of the productive, prosperous, generous, love, fitness, and fun-centered life. Of course, your purpose is to become smarter, more powerful. Powerful meaning you're able to get things done. Like we say, can you fix your problems? Can you fix things in your life? Fix what needs to be fixed in the practice? Fix a money issue? Fix something with your own health? Fix something at home? Fix something going on with vehicles? Fix all of your patients, because that's what they're there for you to do. They're paying you to fix them mentally and chiropractically. Capable, driven, and become a superior version of yourself by always increasing your awareness, your knowledge, your understanding, your motivation, your hands-on skill, your communication skill, and your mastery in the art of exceptional living. Exceptional living takes a little bit of money, because exceptional living requires things, and to acquire things requires money. So we got to be doing well and have good money disciplines. And of course, every time we train, the Chiro Success Podcast. Right now, I am naturally attracting more new and high-value cases. I am now a more capable motivator and persuader of people. I am now empowered to make smarter, long-term decisions. I am energized physically. I am energized mentally. I am energized financially. Fantastic training we have here today. Very quick story. Check this out. It is my recommendation, among many recommendations, that every chiropractor have three chiropractors that they go and see on a regular basis. I've been known to see all three of my chiropractors in the same week. Three chiropractors, never just one. Three. They'll do different things, different angles, different thought processes, different energy fields. Three. Granted, you can find three that you like. Now, I've been seeing a few chiropractors around my area here. I'm in Minneapolis right now. Got chiropractors down at my place in Florida, too, but we're talking about Minneapolis today. And I've known these chiropractors for, well, I've known every one of them pretty much since I was in school. So I've been seeing them for way over 20 years. And I've gotten hundreds of adjustments. And it occurred to me some time ago, and I marvel at this even to this day, not once ever, listen to this, everybody. Not once ever when I got adjusted by any of these three chiropractors, not once ever in hundreds of visits over 2+ decades, not once ever has any of them told me what I needed to do as the visit ended. Not once ever did any of them say, Tori, you need to get that adjusted twice more this week. Get in before the weekend. Nobody has ever, ever, ever said those words to me, even though I may have really needed it. And there you see the problem. Not once ever, Tori, you really got to get that adjusted again before the weekend. Tori, you got to bite the bullet. Get in here again tomorrow. Let's go boom, boom to make up for what you did last weekend and get you back on track. Tori, you really need to go for a walk after this adjustment before you get back in the car and drive. Tori, you've got to lay on a cold pack tonight and get that heat out of there. Not one recommendation ever, ever. I want you to explain that to me. Why is that? Why is that? Is it because I am a chiropractor and I'm supposed to know already what to do? Is that what you think with your patients? Are your patients supposed to know when they're supposed to come back and what they're supposed to do and read your mind as to what the best recommendations would be? Never. Why do people see you? Why do people come in to see you? What are they coming in for? What are they coming in for? You know, think about that. What are they coming in for? They're coming in for advice. Usually they're coming in for care. And advice goes along with recommendations. What do I do next? What do I do now? Recommendations to help, to make a difference, one way or another. This whole conversation, which of course has me just mystified. Now remember, I like these people, and they are good chiropractors. They're focused and they do a good job when I'm in there. Do I feel there are lots of problems in their office? Yes. But I'm not in there to be Tori the consultant, even though I want to overhaul every one of their offices. None of these are actual clients in my group. These are people I knew way before the Winner's Edge thing ever started. Like the type of care that they have. But lots of other things in the office and some of their things that they're doing, they just don't know where they stand. They don't know what's possible for them. They've gotten into a groove and that's good enough for them and that's what they do. If they asked me for some advice, I would share. I'm not there to do that. I'm there to shut up and be a good patient and get good adjustments. But it does mystify me that that's all that happens and nobody says you really need to do this. Is it because they don't care? Is that what it is? I mean, how does that happen? Okay, let's focus in on the point here. Here's what we're going to do. I will guarantee you this. There's not a person that I see anywhere ever, ever in the office, in a restaurant, in a hotel, on an airplane, everybody's going to get a recommendation. Everybody is going to hear my last word on what they should do next that will make a difference. Everybody, automatically. That's the whole point of this training today. You don't let anybody ever leave your presence without what you feel is the ideal recommendation for them. Am I going to do that with other chiropractors? Well, of course I am. Why would I be any different with them or anybody else? If it's a parent, if it's a kid, if it's an existing patient, if it's a friend, if it's a cousin, if it's another chiropractor, a chiropractic student, what difference does it make? Your job is to do your best and give smart recommendations always that will lead them to higher ground. Maybe that's just something that makes me different. I don't know. Here's what it boils down to. It boils down to planning. This is a planning problem, and this is the thing that's lost in almost all of humanity today. The best planner is who is the most successful. Whoever can create and handle the biggest plans is certainly who is the most successful. A person who builds doghouses is a lot different than a person who builds apartment complexes. Bigger plans, bigger deal, bigger return. It's a planning issue. The best planner wins. Okay? Plan, plan, plan. In fact, it's this. Listen carefully again. It's the person who can string together plan after plan after plan and not poop out. Some people get a little bit going, okay, I got my goal set and I got a plan for this and I started to do that and it just kind of tails off and that's the end of it. Versus plan, achieve, new plan, achieve, new plan, achieve. Every single little thing requires a plan. You realize that? How you dry off when you get out of the shower requires a plan. There's some sort of sequence you do, isn't there? There is, isn't there? That's a plan. How people shave, that requires a plan. Well, I do this and I do that. So it's about planning. We'll talk more about that here in a couple seconds. I want to shift to this. Chiropractically now, you have to know what to recommend. You have to know what to do. Do you know? Do you know what to tell people to do? How do you know? How do you know? From where did you get that information? Do you know from experience? What if you're a student? You don't have any experience. How do you tell people what to do? How do you make recommendations and how do you tell people what the plan is if you haven't done it with, I don't know, 1,000 cases like that? Well, you have to learn these things as best you can ahead of time. And then when you do have experience, but again, I'm dealing with chiropractors with tons of experience, and none of them have a plan for me. That hurts me. I go see these people I trust, and not one of them ever has a plan for me. I guarantee I have a plan for you. As you listen to me, I have a plan for your entire career. I have a plan for you, your entire financial life. I have the plan all the way to your last breath. And you know what? Nobody else does. I'm the only person you know who thinks like that and maybe even has the capability to do that. That's why the Winner's Edge group is so powerful. They know I have the plan that is in your best interest all the way to your last breath. And nobody else does because they can't think of a plan to get through their own day, let alone have a lifetime plan for you. Someone says, hey, the doctor says I have Morton's neuroma. What's your recommendation? What's your plan? Someone says I have a stomach issue. You're hanging out with them in a hotel restaurant, your friends, guys there. Says, hey, my wife's got this stomach issue. What's your recommendation? Here's one. Oh, my brother has scoliosis. He really needs you. What does chiropractic have anything to do with scoliosis besides nothing? other than it's just a thing in their back. It is such a problem in chiropractic that people think we straighten spines. It's just such a problem. Chiropractic is so misunderstood. It's one of the most misunderstood professions on earth. In fact, it may be the biggest profession that is the most misunderstood on earth. Nobody knows what chiropractic is really about, including most chiropractors. Scoliosis, who cares about the curve? It's about any individual vertebra that are a problem and need to be adjusted. If there's a little curve, a lot of curve, no curve, what difference does it make? You take it into consideration, you're not going to do anything for that curve. Oh, but Tori, I've seen some improve. You've seen some little improvement temporarily, okay? But so what? You're there to make sure all 24 vertebra are set flush and you got full nerve power. The shape of their spine is just something you take into consideration as you administer care. It makes the case more complicated. What's your recommendation? Well, Jennifer, Morton's neuroma, that must be really, really painful. Now, I don't know how much I might be able to help that, but let's do this. Why don't you stop in on Monday? I'm going to take a careful look at it. There's a good chance there might be some problems with the bones in the foot that are prompting that. And there may be even something coming out of your low back where the nerves come down the leg and through the ankle and all the way to the foot. Let's check that whole chain and let's see if we can just give you a little bit of relief and give you some of my thoughts and recommendations. There's no charge to come in and let me check it out. Plan. In fact, that happened with me last weekend. I'm at dinner. Hotel, big banquet, 300 people. Everybody finds out what I do, and then here come all the questions. And there's a gal there, Morton's neuroma. When I go into a hotel, check this out, I'm always looking for benches that will work for chiropractic work. In the lobby, nice flat bench that has some padding on it. I go, oh, good. A bench that's up against a wall. An ottoman that's in the hotel room I could use as a neat chest table. I push the mattress back and I use the box spring as a bench for side posture adjusting. I naturally, when I'm in a hotel, I'm looking for tables I can use for chiropractic awesomeness. I'd scoped out the benches. And I flat out said, I'll meet you in the morning at 8 o'clock before I leave, and I will take a look at that for you. Now, her husband said, nope, she's still sleeping, but thank you for the offer. No problem. It was my job to make that recommendation, to reach, to care. In fact, this particular gentleman is the one with the stomach issue. Now, it was hot. His middle of his back is hot. I'm not going to sit there and push on a hot, hot vertebra in a hotel knowing I'm not going to see the guy again. Why? Because I know it's just going to make him sore. The number of chiropractors that discover something and want to go and work on it one time, kind of in a situation where they're not going to see the person again, how is that going to turn out? It's not going to turn out good. Okay, I just palpated and he was sore from that. So if you think I laid him down and tried to go crunch, he's going to be sore as heck the next day. I won't be able to have any follow-up. I'm better off just making a recommendation for him to find a local chiropractor, which I did. You have to think. You got to think about what the consequences are going to be from what you do. Not assume, oh, I'll push on this and he'll be better. No, I'm going to push on it and he's going to hurt. He's going to be sore. This has been going on for years. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm not going to be around to talk him through this and work through this chiropractically. I'm just going to have to go. Listen carefully. I'm just going to have to make the recommendation, not sit there and start fumble bumbling with him when I know I can't follow up. You have to have a plan of what you're going to say to somebody to get them in the office. The angle, what's bugging you? Then you can talk about that. Then you talk about how you can help him. Then you talk about how it's easy to come in. Then you just go to an appointment situation. The plan. Every person you see, your plan for what you're going to say that's going to get them to come. Tori, I don't know what that, you got to think. Of course you don't know what it is. It's different for everybody. It's different for the boat mechanic. It's different for the lady at the bank. It's different for the guy that does the cameras and the alarm at your office. It's different for everybody. But the formula is the same. You have to have a plan for what's going to happen on an office visit. Your plan for their care. Your plan for how they can pay. Your plan of what you're going to do with your sequence of adjustments. Your plan for how you're going to get them into some sort of wellness. Your plan to educate them a bit. Your plan on how you're going to try to culture some referrals from them. Your plan for their lifetime. When I see a patient walk in, I have the plan for your entire life, and I can articulate it very clearly. Jennifer, what we're going to do is we're going to make a series of adjustments. I want to get 24 spinal adjustments into your spine and causing a healing response as smoothly as we can. Then we're going to back off, and we're going to want to make consistent adjustments over time. Sometimes there'll be more, sometimes less, depending on your life and things going on. But we do want to be consistent over time, and I want to be giving spinal adjustments all the way until I retire. And then I will have a new person that will follow through with your care all the way to the end. I'm going to take care of you until either you're gone or I'm gone. That is the ultimate plan. Here's how I've heard it said before. I'm going to take care of you until either you die or I die. Do you know how that would make me feel if one of these chiropractors said that to me? Okay? Tori, I'm going to take care of your spine until either you're gone or I'm gone. You have any idea the feeling of relief, the feeling of the warm fuzzies I would get? Finally, someone who actually cares enough to have a plan for me. We have to have an anatomical, physiological, biological foundation from which to make recommendations from for everything that might come in. And there's never easy ones. Oh, that she just has a little neck pain. Yeah, and then you find out she's got thyroid cancer. Okay? Or man, the guy's got lightning bolts into his leg. It's horrible. Yeah, and two adjustments, it's gone. You get the idea? You can never make assumptions. Can the fire department make assumptions when they show up at a house with a little bit of smoke? No. They look in the attic and it's blazing with flames. They could show up at another house that has tons of smoke and it's just a little tiny fire on the stove. It's out in 15 seconds. We'd make no assumptions. Every person is serious. Every case that seems like it's easy is trying to trick you and often does. So we have to know the truth and we have to care enough to always make a recommendation for a person in any situation. We're not telling them what to do. We're just suggesting. You know what you might do, Brian, is you might go back and you might consider this. Not you need to do this, okay? Because no one wants to be told what they need. You're gentle, you're light, but you have to say it. Now, a closing point here, even though we can go on this, is this. Every patient on every visit must hear what they need to do next. They have to know what is best. Yeah, but he just kind of goes and does his own thing anyway. It doesn't matter. My job is to let him always know what is supposed to happen. Bill, you really need to get that adjusted a couple more times this week. Yeah, but I'll be gone. Okay, just as long as you know. They have to know what the best recommendation is. Always. Every visit, as the person's leaving, you have your recommendation. Anybody out in the real world, as you may have these conversations, gets a good suggestion, recommendation that's anatomically, physiologically, biologically, and chiropractically sound, even if it's very simple. I don't know if chiropractic can really do much for that. All we know is this. If we can make sure we have full power to that area, it'll either help you a little bit or a lot. It's worth at least getting looked at. You know what many people want? They just want someone to touch it. The lady just says, someone touch my foot. Just touch my foot and do something to let me know somebody cares about this. And half the time, that brings half the results. Touch it. Just touch it. Just somebody touch it and act like you care. Do you have any idea how powerful that is? Let me take a look at it. Let me give it attention. It's bothering a person, and you're willing to give it attention. Do you know how powerful that is? So, our ability to plan. I planned out this podcast. I plan out the whole sequence of podcasts for free. Your ability to sit in the quiet and make a plan for the layout of the office, a plan for the equipment, a plan of all your codes, a plan of all your fees, a plan of all your initial plans, all mathematically calculated, a plan for all your wellness plans, a plan for your hours, a plan for your banking, a plan for your student loan repayment, a plan for your investing, a plan for what you're going to do for home, a plan for what you're going to do for vehicles, a plan for your own body fueling for energy, a plan for what you're going to wear to keep your image right, a plan for how you're going to keep the team on track. You got to have a winner's edge has all the plans. That's why every chiropractor on earth, everyone, should be in the winner's edge group. Because we have the foundational stuff that every chiropractor should have. It should be why you're in school is just a requirement. You have to get a malpractice insurance and a state license, and you join Winner's Edge in some form of a membership. So you have the business foundation, the money foundation, the system foundation, the planning foundation, the mindset foundation, the motivation foundation, the inspiration foundation, the reference group that allows you to be your best. Now, for you to be your best, you always have to leave every person with a recommendation on how they can be their best. Tori out.
If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.